Thank you for those beautiful musical notes, inspiring. My name is Gary LaRude. I am one of the members of the Worship Associates, and this morning it's my pleasure to bring you the words for reflection, which were written by Victoria Weinstein, who's the minister of the UU congregation in Norwell, Massachusetts. The stone has got to be rolled back from the tomb again and again, every year. Roll up your sleeves. He's not coming back, you know. He is not coming back unless it is we who rise for him. We who lay healing hands on the reviled and rejected, like he did, on his behalf. We who rage for righteousness in his insistent voice. We who love the sinner, even knowing that the sinner is no farther than our own heartbeat. He will not be back to join us at the table, to share God's extravagant banquet, God's love feast. All are invited, come as you are. And so it is you and I who must feast for him, must say the grace and break the bread and pass it to the left, and dish up the broiled fish or pour the wine and pass it to the right, and treat each other so tenderly as though just this morning she or he made the personal effort to make it back from heaven. Or from hell, but certainly from death, to be by our side. Because if by some miracle, and why not a miracle, he did come back, wouldn't he want to see us like this? Wouldn't it be a miracle to live for just one day, so that if he did, by some amazing feat, come riding back into town, he could take a look around and say, "This is what I meant." And we could say, "It took us a long time, but we finally figured it out." Oh, let us live to make it so. You are the resurrection and the life. Let's take a few moments for silent reflection. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.